Hello, and welcome to We Happen to Be Trans. It's a pop culture podcast about things and culture. And that's why today we have a potential battle, at least. We have a discussion topic about some Wolverines versus other Wolverines versus maybe the animal in nature Wolverine. I don't know. You can take it into consideration. But we've got the Jen and we've got the Victoria here, and we're gonna figure out who's the best Wolverine. So Jen, you came up with the idea. Who are these Wolverines that are battling for survival, or is it for our affection?
So we've got three very different portrayals of Wolverine that I remember. Mm-hmm. There's comic books Wolverine. Mm-hmm. There's Wolverine from the 90s cartoon show. And then there's Hugh fucking Jackman.
Cool.
They're the okay. Three big portrayals of Wolverine that most people our age would know.
Right. Yeah. Right. Fantastic. And so in this battle to the potential death, are they fighting to the death in like a brawl, all three of them fighting each other, or are they fighting for our affection, taking us out on a cute date, bringing us a rose?
I mean, it's Wolverine. The only thing they can fight for is our affection.
Got it.
Okay.
They won't die.
It's who we fall in love with the most. Who makes us swoon?
Okay.
Let me put up the swoon-o-meter.
Oh!
All right.
I like it.
That just got a 3.8 swoon there, Victoria.
Oh, yes, it did. I am at maximum swoonage over here. Oh, yeah, the swoonage is high. And so am I, apparently. Who's going first here? Jen, you got thoughts on this?
I do. You're probably more familiar with the comic books Wolverine and the, you know, than I am. I'm familiar with the Ultimates portrayal of Wolverine as opposed to, you know, the 616 portrayal. They're not drastically different, but my personal favorite is actually the Ultimates Wolverine. The guy gives up on the Brotherhood of Mutants because he meets Charles, and his Weapon X training basically prevents Charles from actually fucking with his head and forcing him to be a, you know, a member of the X-Men or anything. He chooses it, and then Nick Fury calls him up because they're old buddies from Weapon X being part of S.H.I.E.L.D. in that universe. And he goes and kills a kid because the kid literally kills everyone around him with radiation poisoning within like a 3-mile radius.
Wow.
And it's just getting bigger. And the kid accepts it.
Terrifying
and
power.
And that Wolverine, the Wolverine that shows up, sits down with him and hands him a beer and he says, "I'm sorry, it has to be warm." And they enjoy a six pack together. You know, this Wolverine is loyal and kind and yet still so fucking badass that he broke Scott's neck, left him in the Savage Lands to die just so he could have sex with Jean again.
He's, oh my goodness.
Loyal,
that's terrifying.
He's loyal. He is exceptionally loyal. He has never liked Scott. That entire comic story, all like 100 issues of it, Wolverine and Scott hate each other. There is never this quasi-buddy-buddy thing or this forgiveness that goes on that you see in other stuff. The two of them never get along in any way, ever. Okay.
So your pick is the comics, and it is the Ultimate Wolverine.
Yeah.
What's second?
Second is Hugh Jackman.
And then third is animated.
Mostly because I get to see Hugh Jackman actually kill people and be Wolverine.
Yeah.
I always disliked that about the cartoon. I love the cartoon character. I love the guy that voiced him. Oh my God, that voice was perfect.
Yeah, it's great.
Much better than Hugh Jackman's. But cartoons have to be, you know, kiddish, and you don't get to see Wolverine kill people.
Correct. What about you, Kaylee? Do you have a preference in this? Do you have a dog in this fight? Or a Wolverine in this fight?
I'm kind of leaning towards the, like, real-life animal, just because the real Wolverines, I think, are a bit of an underdog in this competition, and I love a good underdog story.
And she sounds like a fan of Michigan football for you Americans.
and like, I don't have enough of a horse in this race that to actually, like, have an opinion worth value. So I'm just going to escape the question in one way or another. So my other answer would be Ivy from the Harley Quinn TV show.
Oh, let's please fucking talk about that show soon. Oh my gosh. Maybe we'll have super, it's superhero month here on We Happen to Be Trans and super villains that are actually better than the hero. So you're going with the animal. I love your, you've always got D, all of the above. That wasn't even on the test. Now,
that's my strat.
Let's bust this out. I'm ready. My pick is the comic books. There is no better portrayal, because every story has been told with fucking Wolverine at this point, and no stories that have come in the movies or the cartoon came separately from that which was already done in the comics and done better in the comics, and including Old Man Logan. Although that movie, Logan, is fucking good. Days of Future Past. I mean, and that movie's fucking great. Like, the comic book Wolverine in the X-Men and in guest appearances and other, I mean, they're just so broad and so much. I mean, you've got Wolverine Origin, which tells the story of James Hallett and how he was a, spoiler alert, he was born in the late 1800s and was a very sickly boy up until he was about 12 to 13. He was born out of an affair between so he had two rich parents. He lived in a mansion in the late 1800s. Sickly, could hardly ever go outside, pale, just total weak. James Hallett's his name. He was born, you find out, from an affair that his mother had with the property gardener that lived in a separate shed. And he also had a son. The gardener's name is Logan, which is where in his fucked up memories, he finally starts adopting the name Logan, because that's one of the only names he can remember. He has, I believe she also had a second child with him. They call him Dog for a nickname, but he looks like Sabretooth. They say it's not Sabretooth, but it is Sabretooth. Just fucking, it should be Sabretooth. It's way better that way. It looks just fucking like him. And basically, there's a fucking massacre that happens where the gardener comes in and murders the husband, and Wolverine and James Hallett's power, he freaks out and his bone claws pop out, and he stabs Logan, the gardener, and kills him. And he and this young girl that was helping to tend to the property run away together and escape, and his mother commits suicide. It's real fucking dark. He starts having memory issues at that point because of the trauma. Dog goes on a journey to hunt him down because he killed his father. And it's a real tragic fucking story. That's one of hundreds of Wolverine stories, but that's the beginnings of his character. And I love that story. Some people hate it, but I love the idea that the sickly little kid grows up to become the ultimate badass hero. There is no hero that is more badass than Wolverine. I'm sorry to all those who love Batman, and I love Batman too, better or worse, nah. And we'll get into that maybe in a minute. But but Wolverine in the comics has been through so much, from fucking Magneto ripping out his adamantium out of his body and leaving him for dead, to him being in the Weapon X program, to in the Grant Morrison run of X-Men called the New X-Men. Grant Morrison introduces the idea that the weapon program, it was called Weapon Plus, and Weapon 13, also named, I think it's Phantom X, is his name, comes and asks for help from Wolverine, and you find in that story that he's weapon 13. It's not weapon X. It's weapon 10. And he's like, yeah, that's, you've been saying it wrong. It's Roman numerals. And you're the 10th of this long line. And you come to find out, like Captain America was weapon 3 in the Super Soldier program. Like, Luke Cage was weapon 6. And Sabretooth, Maverick, and Silver Fox were in the weapon program. Deadpool is one of the Weapon Plus program members, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's this long lineage that is still going. Like, they were on like weapon 15 or 16. It didn't stop. It's not like Wolverine just broke out and then they were like, well, I guess the government was like, well, I guess we're done with that. No, they kept going. And yeah. It got,
I mean, 23 is his daughter.
Oh yeah,
clone.
So
she's not X-23. She's Weapon 23, isn't she?
I don't know. I looked that shit up. Thanks for making me have to do an edit later after I look it up and record it. Thanks, Jen. Or maybe I'll just cut this part out. Who can tell? It depends on how much time I have and how lazy I am. Thanks for listening, by the way, listeners. It's just you cannot get deeper and better than the best of what the comics have to offer. That is my, of course, you don't get the voice acting. So, or, you know, the action scenes playing out. So I think for my second pick though, I'm going to go with Hugh fucking Jackman. Although I love the cartoon and it's so hard for me to pick there, but Hugh Jackman's portrayal. I mean, when he jumps off that fucking balcony in X-Men 2, oh, it's so cool.
Oh God. That's one of the best. That sequence is one of the best superhero sequences still.
And in Logan, fucking Logan is such a good movie. His acting in it is great. He's a believable Wolverine when he's running through the forest and growling and you're just like, fuck yes. Like, and in Days of Future Past, his portrayal there. And even cameos in like First Class where they approach him and say, hey, you know, young Charles and Eric, and he just says, fuck off or whatever. I laugh so fucking hard.
Their one swear word, the one fuck they were allowed to keep the PG-13 rating, they gave it to Wolverine. It was perfect.
It paid off so well. And so I love Hugh Jackman's portrayal. It's great. Let me do give a shout out though to that cartoon, because the voice, that is the Wolverine voice. What Mark Hamill is to the Joker, that voice actor is to Wolverine. He's been the voice actor in the video games, like Children of the Atom. I remember first playing that fighting game and hearing Wolverine's voice in there. Fucking awesome.
He did one of the other cartoons too. Not like, because there's been like three of them, like Wolverine and the X-Men and X-Men Evolution and all that. He's done voice acting at least two of the shows.
So
the original and then one of the other ones.
When it comes to comedy, though, I think the cartoon wins out, because in about season 3 of that show, I just did a rewatch of that show too with my wife. And we notice in season 3, it's like Wolverine lost his damn mind, because he just starts saying things that he sees. For example, and a lot of it is food related. So there's a scene where he's opening the fridge in the X-Mansion. He's just in the kitchen and it's just some downtime, which I always love scenes like that. Breathing room again and again. Of course, I'm going to come back to that. I love fucking breathing room. And he opens the fridge and he's like, where's the blasted salami? I can smell it. And then later in the season, he's fighting the Hellfire Club, and there's a whole he gets up to their main dining hall, clears out a whole room of dudes, and then there's a giant turkey on the table. He slices off with his claw like a turkey leg, picks it up, takes a bite, and says, "Turkey," and just walks off the screen. And then another scene in the Phoenix Saga, he gets dropped from fucking like a million miles up in the air, and he's falling, and he falls into a lake in like Central Park or whatever. And as he's falling, he He falls, he's about to hit the water, and you see a duck on the water, and right before he hits, he goes, duck. What? And that's it. What the fuck is that? Like, what, is he getting senile? Like, old man Logan, fucking young man Logan? Like, what is happening? And I love it. I was dying with how absurd, like, Wolverine's character got to be in that show at some point.
He does one of my best, he does one of my favorite things that I've ever seen Wolverine do in that cartoon. It's funny as hell to me. It was back then, and it still is. He sits down cross-legged in the episode where they're all possessed by the alien ant-like people. I forget the species name.
The Brood?
And so he sits down there, and he's...
No.
He's, yeah, it might be the Brood, yeah. He's sitting there, and he's meditating, going, I have to purge my body. I have to purge my body. He just basically starts this weird mantra chant while he's purging his body of the brutes. And it's just the weirdest shit. And then he walks up and he just literally strips the gloves off of Rogue, whose hands are still green even when her gloves get stripped off, and forces them, you know, and then grabs his own head with it and screams in pain after saying, this is going to hurt.
The other thing that I love, there's a lot of tender moments with him in the cartoon where... Like, he goes to, God, is it just Alaska, I think? And Sabretooth follows him there. But he gets to this village, and there's, like, the big dude in the Eskimo village that is, he's, like, the ladies man. But then Wolverine comes in, and he can lift, like, 5,000 logs with one arm, and he can fish, like, fucking better than everyone. And the dude gets all jealous and shit. But then there's, like, a scene where the whole village is, like, taking a giant cloth, he's laying on the cloth, and they pick it up and they start heave-hoeing him up into the air, and he's like, ha ha, and he's like laughing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never thought I'd see Wolverine fucking like that childlike. And in that cartoon,
that's in early season one,
yeah,
too.
That you can get that kind of fun shit. So I love them all, but yeah, comics win. Hugh Jackman, God, such a great portrayal for a movie portrayal. I just never thought it could have been done, and he hit it out of the fucking park. So good job, Hugh Jackman. Mm-hmm. You may have heard it before, but let me be the first to say, good job, Hugh Jackman, on your portrayal of Wolverine.
Cool.
Let's go ahead, Caleb.
So both of you agree then on the comics. So I guess we have our definitive spot to go for all Wolverine materials. Yep. But as someone who's, I've personally never been a fan of Wolverine, he seems like just a big jock to me. Why should I be interested in a Wolverine story or his character? Is like any thoughts on that, or like what makes him so lovable?
Can I field this one, Jen?
Go ahead, because I actually prefer Remy LeBeau Gambit to Wolverine.
Well, let's
any day.
Let's do. That, can we?
That'll be a whole nother argument. So
could we look? Because I'm assuming then, Kaylee, if we're gonna do pop culture wars, Batman versus Wolverine.
Yeah.
Your team, Batman.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I have no interest in Wolverine.
Okay.
Batman is all.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like I might put a couple characters over Batman, though.
Sure. Well, Jen, where would you stand on that fight?
Batman versus Wolverine?
Yeah. Not fighting, but what character do you think
fighting
is more
for our hearts?
Yes, fighting for our hearts and our souls.
Current runs of Batman.
No, don't think of it, just the totality in all media.
I'm team Batman on that too, but for very specific reasons.
All right.
You know, very specific Batman portrayals I love, and I'm just not a fan of Wolverine overall as a big thing, but I think my level of love for Wolverine is slightly higher than my level of love for the totality of Batman.
I don't know that we have enough time.
As I said, like, I love the Ultimates Wolverine versus, you know, so versus
just
the
totality,
other ones more.
Though. Totality.
So.
You got to go totality. You cannot totality, pick specific
I think,
ones
I think
here.
I think it might be Wolverine. It's tough. It's really close.
Okay. Well, we're not doing it this episode. So yeah. You can have some time to figure it out.
Fair enough. So
I gotta figure it out.
Well, let me. Okay, so we're gonna leave that then. Your question will be answered when we do that debate, because I'm not gonna give my whole argument for Wolverine until we do that, because I've got big fucking guns on that one, and I am
good. I can't wait to get shot.
Well,
you heard it here first.
This has been another questionable episode.
No, that's for Victoria to do. Please, no listeners. This is not your chance to participate in the podcast. It has to be Victoria's doing with Wolverine information.
Can I just, like, I mean, he doesn't really use guns, so it could just be, you know, a little, you know, a little claw. Little claw.
Ooh, chick stick scars. I'm in.
Chick stick All scars. Right. Chick stick scars. See, that's a thing that Wolverine would say, but not Batman. And there's something that you could love about him.
Okay. Maybe I can connect with Wolverine over scars.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wolverine.
Can Wolverine have scars?
It's the question of our time. I don't have an answer. Because
then chicks can't dig him, and that's not how it works, but it's how it works in my brain logic, and thus Batman wins.
I'm sure he has scars. I'm sure he has scars over where his claws come out, because he has said the line when I think Jubilee asks him, does it hurt? And he says, every time.
Yeah.
And that has stuck with me. That's fucking nuts. Like,
yeah.
All these years, fucking every time, it is just like fresh knives popping through the skin.
Yeah.
And he does it anyway. For the betterment of you and me.
Thank you, Wolverine, I guess.
Let me also say, another big standout moment is when Wolverine is, all the X-Men are in the hospital visiting Professor X's son, Legion, who's in a coma. Wolverine's smoking a cigarette in the hospital, which we don't recommend. We don't recommend smoking at all. I mean, if you do, I get it, because I vape and you smoke. But in a hospital, not so much. A nurse walks by and says, you're going to have to put that out, sir. He flicks the cigarette up in the air and catches it in his mouth and swallows it. Holy fuck! Like,
that's so gross.
Is there more badass of a thing on the planet than fucking eating a lit cigarette?
That is pretty hardcore.
It's hardcore. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's also more tender. Okay, but
we're going to finish this. We're going to finish the Wolverine discussion in a future episode.
To be fair, I'd be much more scared of Wolverine than Batman.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, like, if I was a bad guy, like trying to take over Gotham or whatever, I'll deal with the Batman. I don't want to deal with freaking Wolverine. No.
There you go. Wolverine wins again. Anyway, he gets
the intimidation check.
Take us out of here, Kaylee.
All right. Yeah, this has been a podcast. Thingamadoodler. It's been about Wolverine. We've had a time. We have learned that the comics are the official Wolverine and bestest Wolverine. But everyone seemed to like the other ones too, so, you know, go at it. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Have
a fantastic night.
Go at it like a horny dog on a leg.
Bye.
so stupid.